Case number 10646, Fred Kling, south of Route 22, north of Salt Marsh Loop, being lot 253 within White House Beach Mobile Home Park, a variance from the separation requirement between units and a mobile home park.
Name and address, please.
Ted Spengus, 3655 18th Avenue, Delmar, Delaware.
And do you swear affirm the testimony about the truth should be the truth, all truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. excuse me.
I'm Ted Spengus. I represent Atlantis Homes. And I've been here for a variance on this particular job here before in April. Mm-hmm. We didn't end up placing the home where the variance was given. We made some other adjustments. As it turned out on our final survey, the house was placed 1.1 feet too close to the neighbor's deck, so it would be encroaching on the 20-foot side setback, not side setback, but house-to-house separation. So when I found out that we were in violation of that, I talked again with the surveyor. But, you know, before I go any further to talk about that, you know, I've tried to instill in our company that we need to, you know, do these things first before we place a home. We don't want to be the company getting a variance after the fact, which we are, in fact, in this point, doing just that. Our surveyor has claimed the responsibility for this mistake. I have a letter from them that I could either read or pass out. They more or less just made a mistake in showing their dimensions in the preliminary surveys. They did not dimension the proposed home location to that neighbor's deck, and that's how we ended up placing a home 1.2 feet too close. So that's why we're here.
And you have 1.1 feet on the other side.
That's right.
What's the cost involved in placing this manufactured home properly?
I'd say 15 to 18 thousand.
To move it over?
Well, yeah, you'd have to redo the block wall. You'd have to redo all your connections. Redo your footings. Take it apart. Take the trim apart. Retrim it. Basically, doing the whole thing over again. I don't try to encourage us to place homes right on the button to begin with. So, you know, although we have 1.1 feet on the other side, I'm not even sure we would have attempted to hit that right on the mark with nothing to spare. So, I mean, we would have done something different size house, something. Shorter house to get around that deck is what we would have recommended had we known that that deck was an obstacle. And, you know, I'm not big on passing the buck here, okay, but, you know, when I looked into it and asked myself the question, how did this happen, you know, this is what we came up with, and in fact, the surveyor has paid, you know, for this variance.
Application?
Yeah, application, right. Are you interested in seeing the letter that the surveyor?
Sure.
Yeah, pass it in.
Sorry, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'd also like to point out that this community is, as you know, is, it has very small lots. I'll be here in August for a variance on another proposed customer, you know, looking at a home at another lot in this community. But this case, I think, is a little bit unique in that this lot has a street on each end of it, each the front and back. So you're...
But the arrow was side to side. Didn't have anything to do with the streets, did it?
No, it didn't, but the 20 feet required is sometimes thought of to be, you know, an area to have enough room for, let's say, a service truck or an emergency truck to pass through. So in this case, there's actually a street at the front and the back of these properties.
If the board declines the variance, is your surveyor prepared to pay the 15 to 18 to have it moved? Have you discussed that with him?
I discussed it with them, and in fact, probably about 13 years ago, they did that, just that. Same surveyor. Which is a very reputable surveyor that we've used for probably 30 years.
Questions from members of the board. Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Yes, ma'am.
Do I have to sign it? Yeah.
You're already under oath.
You're already under oath, ma'am.
Just your name, name for the record.
Just
Sandra Spence.
Thank you.
I'm very sympathetic to the man who made the presentation, since it was somebody else's fault, but maybe that other person needs to learn a lesson. And I think there's more reasons for the 20-foot separation other than just for service trucks to go through. One of the things is for fire protection, as you understand. So I think that it's time to stop allowing variances to the 20-foot separation. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Anyone else here in opposition? Okay, chair hearing none. We'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we table case number 10,646 to next regular meeting.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we table case number 10,646 until our next regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? The motion carried.
Is that on the 19th?
That'd be on the 19th also, sir. Okay.